January 6th, 2023, the Solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "What makes a person great in my eyes is what he holds in his heart. Does he hold most valuable the tangible things of the world, or the spiritual values that earn him eternal life? Does he value the present moment as a means of salvation, or does he waste the present in searching out temporal joy? The soul who accepts the truth of his role in his own salvation has chosen greatness in his worldly existence and in my heart. Such a soul views the temporal as passing and chooses to work towards his own salvation. To such a soul, I give all the grace he needs to reach eternal life. The path of righteousness is laid straight before him. I correct his errors and distractions with love and hold him deep in the mantle of my grace. In each present moment, then, make your choices the ones that earn your salvation." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.